another where they are ready to kill you. Yes.
Hark. Adopt traveling and abandon thy beard. Abandon this egoism and troubled thought, that thou mayst become like the scent of the rose to lovers, their leader and guide to the rose garden. Who is
this? No, wait a minute. It's more difficult than that. Listen carefully. First, he will play with one Persian word here. One is Ravesh, the other one is Rish. Rish and Ravesh. Rish is the beer, Ravesh is the style, the way you live. He will say, forget about this one. Think about the way you are living. And let go of this me and we and what will happen and I'm worried about it. If you do this, you get rid of your animal and all the behavior of the animal, and you will become a pure fellow who thinks about what should I do, what is my life, then you will be like the smell of the flower with the lovers. You will be... Do you remember the smell of the flower? What was that? Oh, you don't. He said, listen, there is a fantastic garden. I cannot bring it to you, silly. But the smell of the flower is attracting you. Just to smell something means to have a hint about something. That is the savior. Here he will say, you will be the leader to, not to the place that they will kill you, to the flowers. Then, explanation, yes?
Who is the scent of the rose, the breath of reason and intelligence, the sweet guide on the way to the kingdom everlasting?
For all of this which I said, that hint which should really, like the smell of the flower, which could take you to the best garden, is the breath and intelligence. And here he uses the very special word for knowledge. It's Khirat. Khirat is the oldest word of Persian language, which is beyond the knowledge and understanding and all that. Is the top intelligence or something like that. He will say, is that? The smell is like this. Look at some of these fellows who has achieved this goal. Who is the best? That's the smell. When I look at Mandela, Mandela is a smell that is pulling me towards a principle for life. That's what it is. Yes.
How the king once more commanded Dayaz, saying, give a clear explanation concerning thy rustic shoon and sheepskin jacket, in order that thy fellow servants may be admonished by that indication. For religion consists in sincere counsel. O Ayaz, declare the mystery of the rustic shoon, and why, in the presence of thy shoon, thou showest all this humility, so that thy Sunkur and Bakyaruk may hear the inmost secret of thy sheepskin jacket and rustic shoon. O Ayaz, slavery hath gained luster from thee, thy luster hath sped from lowliness towards heaven. Servitude has become an object of regret to the free, since thou hast given life to servitude. The true believer is he by whose true belief, amidst the ebb and flow, the infidel is made regretful.
Okay, five verses. First of all, these are the stuff that King Mahmud is saying to Ayaz. And you see all of it is appreciation that Ayaz, you are You were the stuff that changed the meaning of slavery and everything, blah, 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 all of that. Only 5 words. A paragraph to say what? You say that when I'm talking about believer, I'm talking about a fellow that in up and down, everybody will envy him. This is the meaning of the believer to me. That the non-believers, no matter what, they should envy this fellow. That's the feeling. Yes?
The story of the infidel, whom in the time of Abu Yazid, they invited to become a Muslim, and how he answered them. There was a certain infidel in the time of Bayezid. A blessed Muslim said to him,
okay, the new story. For what? He explained everything with the title. He wants to tell you that, listen, I'm telling you, if you become a believer, you will be like this, you will have this stuff, blah, 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 all of that. But I know that you have arguments. Because I know you. This is the story to show you to you, practically. There was this fellow who is not Kafar. Here is Gabr. Gabr is Zoroastrian, old Iranian. There was this Gabr in the time of Bayezid, and a very good, talented Muslim will suggest to him something. Yes.
How would it be if you profess Islam so that you may gain 100 salvations and sovereignties? He replied, if this faith, O disciple, is that which is held by Bayezid, the Sheikh of the world, I cannot endure the glowing heat thereof, which is too great for the strivings of my soul. Although I feel no certainty as regards the faith and religion, yet I believe mightily in his faith. I hold the faith that is higher than all. It is very beautiful, resplendent, and glorious. Inwardly, I am a believer in his faith, though a seal is set firmly on my mouth. Again, if indeed the faith is your faith, I have no inclination or desire for it.
Did you hear it? Try not that. Because this is what happens in your brain. When I'm talking about Nelson Mandela, you will say, that stuff. Yes, I appreciate it, but I have nothing to do with that. Do not even compare me with that fellow. Excuse me. This is this excuse. He said, He believes in two kind of believers. He said, if the believer is him, I envy him. If the believer is you, the hell with you. And this is what you have in your mind. Because when I say the belief, you say, the belief of Mandela. No, the belief of a human being. Everybody could believe that. Everybody could have that. Everybody could do like that. This is the thing, because this is the model actually, and everybody could imitate. No, we talked about it. You cannot imitate somebody, because you and that somebody is somebody. But you could try your best again and again and again, because yes, you will improve step to step. Yes.
He that feels 100 inclinations to believe, that languishes as soon as he sees you, because he sees a name and no meaning in it, like calling the desert Mafaza.
Okay. Mafaza. Mafaza in Arabic word means a lovely place to be, and they call the desert Mafaza, which is no place that anybody want to be. Just naming. that like this naming, we name everything opposite because you name everything the way you want to name it. If you want to take it up, yes, you give it a good name. If not, a bad word, bad name. This is what you do. Why? Yes?
When he looks upon your face, his love is chilled from professing it.
Did he listen? Simple. It was this. This is something that I think about it very often, because one of the movements that is the movement of this time is some religious movement which is actually creating some anti-Islamic feeling and some Islamic feeling and blah 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 blah, because they have the interpretation of it like this, like that, like that. The point is this, that I look at a lot of people, if you ask them what's your religion, they will name a religion, but if you focus a little bit on the way they live, they are not religious. They do all the thing that is prohibited in that religion and they claim they're religious. And this is one of the major problems, because they could sell everything in the name of religion. And in my youth, I saw it was not in the name of religion. It was in the name of Marxism and Leninism and communism. In our ideology, we do this, don't we? So, the most important stuff is this. It doesn't matter, the name doesn't matter. The meaning, the real meaning in your life will show your belief and your understanding. Yes. Yes, not just one, they have lots of them. Yes, go ahead.
Story of the harsh voice muezzin who called to prayer in the land of the infidels, and who a certain infidel offered presents.
Okay, you got it. You made another story. In this story, there is this guy who has a very bad voice. So he goes off and he says, Allahu Akbar, la 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 la. What will happen? Nobody is really happy to hear this, and a lot of people do this. Therefore, a non-believer will go and give him a gift. Thank you, do this more, because it's working the opposite. This was the title. Now listen to this story. Yes.
A certain muezzin had a very harsh voice. He called in the land of the infidels. They said to him several times, do not give the call to prayer, for fighting and acts of hostility will be prolonged. He defied, and then without showing caution, he gave the call to prayer in the land of the infidels. The folk were in fear of a general insurrection. However, an infidel came up with a robe. He brought candles and halva and such a robe as gifts, and approached in a friendly manner, asking again and again, tell me, where is this muezzin whose call and cry increases my pleasure? Eh? What pleasure was there from such a harsh voice? He replied, his voice penetrated into the church. I have a comely daughter of very high estate. She was desiring a true believer. Never would this passion go out of her head. So many infidels were exhorting her. Love of the faith had grown up in her heart. This grief was like a censer, and I like the aloes wood. I was in torment and anguish, and continually on the rack, lest her passion should lead her. I knew no remedy for it, until this Muzi enchanted the Adan.